This is the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh from Allspaugh Wealth Management. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of the Retirement Playbook is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh.
Hello and welcome in to the Business Owner's Playbook, folks. This is Brock Allspaugh from Allspaugh Wealth Management, joining here for our first inaugural show all about business owners and how it relates to retirement planning, succession planning, exit planning. We're going to cover all kinds of topics in this brand new podcast called Business Owner's Playbook. Super excited to bring that to you. And if you've watched any of my other podcast, Retirement Playbook, you'll know the guy right here on the screen. His name is Tony Shore. He's my co-host on the other podcast as well. So we're super excited to bring this information. If you're a business owner and you are have any questions about retirement planning and, again, business financial planning, this is the podcast for you. So hello, Tony. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm excited about this show because I already know we have a lot of listeners and viewers to your regular show, The Retirement Playbook, who are business owners. And there are lot of other business owners out there. And I know this is going to be a new focus for you.
That's right.
And I know you're working on a lot of different materials for business owners. You've already been working with a lot of business owners, helping them with succession planning, like how to sell their business, how to not only grow their business or the business financials, but how to sell their business if want to move on or retire. How do you retire if you own your own business? A lot of people kind of just keep working, you know, into infinity. That's eventually health's going to catch up with them. Or, hey, you worked so hard all those years, you want to enjoy it, right?
I tell you, man, this whole thing came about because, like you said, I'd been working with business owners for several years in my book of business where we just do, you know, financial planning for pre-retirees and retirees. And so working with business owners and their personal financial planning. And what that has done is it's kind of dovetailed naturally right into working with them, not only with their personal financial needs, but also from a business like considering the business assets. What are we going to do? How are we going to sell it? Who are you going to sell it to? All of these things are super, super important and exclusive to business owners. And what I have found, Tony, and you could probably tell in my voice, is that it brings a lot of passion for me. I have a passion for working with business owners. I find it intriguing. I love helping people. So that's the core of what we do here at Allspaugh Wealth Management. It's just, you know, we have the client fiduciary, true fiduciary responsibility, but it's not just a responsibility. It's something we love to do and make sure that, you know, everything we do is in the client's best interest is essentially, you know, where that leads to. So it's been a really fun ride. I'm invigorated again, not that I don't like working with retirees, because I do, but this brings a whole nother level of passion. When you've done something for 20 years, you know, it's one of those things where you just go, oh, wow, this is something that is really lighting my fire, as you could say. So, yeah, Tony, and I'm happy to have you along for the ride as well. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with this. We're going to have a lot of fun.
I know. And on future shows, you know, you'll bring on maybe some guests who own their own businesses and talk about this process. As you go through this process with business owners, we'll talk about that on each show, maybe focus in on certain areas. But I love the passion. And I remember you've been talking about this a little while. I remember a number of months ago, you said, you know, I've been doing retirement income planning and been a financial advisor for so many years now, over 20 years. And I've just noticed lately that so many business owners struggle when it comes to succession planning, what to do with their business if they want to retire, how do they get out of that? How do they create wealth for themselves and extract themselves from the business? Or if they want to continue with the business, how do they create a succession plan as they get older and bring up new people? There's so many aspects to the training.
So many aspects.
And financial aspects, tax implications. And if you don't have a really good person who's used to working on that level with business owners and understanding the tax implications of what's going to happen with my business if I sell it, how much of that can I use for retirement, what do I need, there are a lot of different aspects. And as a business owner for so many years yourself,
right,
you number one can relate, number two, mm-hmm. you've worked with other business owners, and I love the fact that you're going to be helping a lot of business owners in the community and across the country.
That's
with
right.
this.
Yeah. So, it's one of those things, Tony, where you go, there's, when you work with an individual that's not a business owner, that's just, you definitely need to work with somebody, right? But if you're a business owner and you don't have a financial quarterback, that's what I call it, you're really probably missing out on opportunities to save money in taxes, to maximize your investments, to maximize the value of your business. Speaking of value of your business, Tony, a lot of business owners really don't even know what the value of their business is, right? And so you can't get somewhere without knowing where you're at right now. That's a big piece of all of this, is making sure you understand the value of your business. And then the second phase of that, which is probably even more important, is to understand how do you increase the value of that business.
Right.
What aspects of your business are you lacking in? I mean, there are so many aspects, like you said, to this whole financial planning and understanding how a business works, what's going to drive their value, what's going to drive, multiples, all of these things. And so, yes, we're going to cover a lot of these things. We're going to bring on strategic alliances that we already have in place with tax attorneys, CPAs, other advisors that are important, estate planning attorneys. So there's a lot of different people that are usually involved. Most individuals do have someone still, I think, that helps them with their taxes. But a lot of people use TurboTax too, especially now because the standard deduction is so high for individuals that they don't itemize their deductions. And if you don't, it can be pretty simple. So they just do it on their own.
Sure.
Well, with a business owner, I mean, that's just you can't do that. Right. Have to have a CPA. You've got to run payroll companies. You've got, contracts to look at and have attorneys help you with that. And so by having a financial advisor, though, that can be that quarterback to bring the plan together and to have the CPA and to have the attorneys all on the same page working for you as a business owner is the ultimate best way. There's just no way else to say it. If you don't have a plan or a team of people and they're not all on the same page and working together to help you be the best version of your business self, then you're just not getting it done right. Right. And so, and I remember, listen, when I first started in this business, like as a business owner, I mean, I didn't quite understand that either. Right. Until you get in and start working in your business and then on your business. And there's a definite difference. Right.
Right.
When you're working in your business, you're just doing all the things you need to do to make money. Right. And to make this whole thing work. And then when you turn into the phase of working on your business, you kind of step away a little bit, understand the direction of the company and how you can best help get yourself there and your company there. So that's the key part, is the difference between working in and on your business. And there are exceptions to that, sort of times where you do have to go back and work in your business, even if you've moved on to the second phase. But the most important thing is to understand, just like I always say this, right? It's important to have goals. That's great. We need to have goals. But what is your process as to how to reach those goals is way more important. Like, what are you doing? What are the day-to-day things that you are doing that you need to do to get you to that goal is so vitally important, right? And so anyway, I'm really looking forward to this. Our website, if you need help, if you have questions, if you want to talk to me, if you want to learn more about how we're helping business owners, it's on our website, okay? So you can go to our website. You'll see we have a section now. It's a very similar look. We just kind of did a revamp. It's a very similar look, but we're adding business owners as a section to our website, and you'll see it right there on the homepage. But the bottom line
is that at allspawealthmanagement.com? Yep.
That's right. Sorry. Yeah. So it's allspawealthmanagement.com. And again, You'll see two separate sections. One is business owners and the other one is retirees. And so if you're a business owner and you want more information, it's a great way to get started. You can fill out the contact me form. We'll get in touch with you and see about what we can do to help you reach your goals. Okay. Yeah. So there's a way that we can do this in a very easily non-invasive, conversation first, and then move on to maybe getting a questionnaire filled out and kind of the same similar process as what we've always done with people in their retirement planning.
Sure. So, and again, that's alspawealthmanagement.com. Three words. Alspa is ALSPAUGH. wealthmanagement.com.
That's right.
wealthmanagement.com. And I love the fact that it's the business owner's playbook and your analogy of you need a quarterback.
Yeah.
The business owner's quarterback. You need a good quarterback who's going to understand the plays and help guide the team and help you get the ball where it needs to go.
Yeah.
Really, I view you as a combination coach and quarterback for a coach. Team. Every team needs a coach and a quarterback. And you talked about it's not just you. You've assembled a team there. You work alongside business and estate planning attorneys and tax professionals to help business owners. And we're going to dig into some of the specific things that business owners need to do each and every show. And so once or twice a month, they'll be able tune in to a new podcast on specifically targeted for business owners. And I love that you have a whole separate section to your webpage that's dedicated to business owners.
Yeah, that's great. You're talking about succession planning, right? And so, who's going to take your business over? What are you going to do? Are you going to sell it? Who are you going to sell it to? We can help you create that. Business insurance solutions, making sure that you understand where you're at. Are you prepared for the certain risks that are inside your business that you maybe not have thought of? Okay. We can help bring that to the forefront and address some of these issues. Tax efficient investing. When you're talking about investments and investment strategies, more so, I should say, there are some that are for business owners that are specific and that, you can take advantage of and to make sure that they are as tax efficient as possible. When you're talking about exit strategies, how are you going to sell your business? And then what are you going to do to create income to replace your paycheck that you've collected for so many years in the business that you've worked so hard for? Are you going to sell it to your employees? Are you going to sell it to a private equity firm? Are you going to sell it to another company that's in your sector?
You want to groom a family member to take over. Do you transfer the business or sell the business or put it in that person's name? There are so many different possibilities and scenarios as you're a business owner and you get older that you need to be looking at, and you need somebody to coach you through that and look at all the different aspects. What about your employees? What about, setting up, and even for new business owners in setting up 401k plans, understanding, should the business be investing from the get go? If I started a business tomorrow, let's say, for example, I opened my own record store. Not a great profit margin in that, but let's just say I chose to do that. Not a big profit margin, but let's say I wanted to know, how do I make sure I have a retirement plan for myself? I'm a business owner now. I'm not getting a 401k through an employer. I am the employer. Right. What do I do? What do my employees do? And that's where you come in, right?
That's right. And so understanding, for example, when you start a business and you say, okay, I've got to pay my taxes. Well, guess what? As a business owner, you're paying both sides of the Social Security, the FICA tax, right? And so, so there's things like that that you may not have thought of before you decided to start your own business. And now you're finding yourself, that self-employment tax. I mean, there's just so many things that go into this. And that's what I to be honest with you, Tony, I think that's why I find this so attractive, is because the challenges are much greater. Right. And so I love a challenge. And so let's, tackle this thing together. And the reason why we, business owners, because let's face it, right? I mean, business owners generally have higher incomes savings, household wealth than non-owners. Okay.
Right.
And so when you're looking at higher levels of income and you're looking at higher levels of savings, how do you know how much you should be saving? How much should you have in emergency funds inside your business and personally? Right. And so, you know, when you look at, okay, I've got to make sure that I can reach my goals. Cause here's the thing, Tony, in my 20 years of doing this, what I would summarize is when I've talked to business owners in the past and when I hear them say, well, my business is my retirement plan. Most of the time, there's not an actual plan involved.
Right.
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 It's like, oh, I hope that I can sell my business for so much money that I'd never have to worry about saving additional money in a side of 401k or whatever. Right. Exactly.
That's a
Yeah.
That's not a retirement plan.
It's not, buddy. It's not. And so to say that, hey, my business is my retirement plan, it very well could be. But how do you know unless you've been through a process of understanding what the value of your business is, then moving on to say, okay, how am I going to sell this? Who would I sell it to?
Yeah.
Get a plan. You don't have to.
And you don't want to do that in lieu of having any money in some type of a retirement account or investments other than your business. Sure. You're investing in your business and you hope that's going to pay off down the road. But the whole thing, would you put all your money in one stock? No,
exactly.
No financial advisor would let you do that or want you to do that or tell you to do that.
Right.
You've got to have some diversity. So having a business, no matter how much it's worth, if you're, you know, you grow a medium level, you've worked with all size businesses, big business owners who own big businesses, medium, small. But the bottom line is you also have to have other investments and you have to have other, your own, you know, whether it's a SEP IRA or some type IRA or
whatever
401k.
It may be.
Yeah. You have to have something like that.
Yeah. And so, and that's the thing too, is like, I can get into this. This could be a whole soapbox issue here, but you know, the saying that, you know, you don't, here's another one. Well, the return I can get on reinvesting it in my business is much higher than I can if I just were to invest the money in the stock market or whatever it may be. And that could be true too. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
you don't know that.
Exactly.
The owner of Kodak might've said that, but then it depends on when you want to retire as his company, it might not have been worth anything. You know, it depends. I mean, you know,
having a systematic investment, right? It's no different than anybody else that we've talked to when they, you know, we're talking about investments. It's like, hey, no, we have to make sure that we are saving the right amount of money in the right vehicles at the right time. I mean, that's what it boils down to, is like just making sure you're doing everything you should do. Yeah.
Because again, when you need that money and sell your business, you know, there are no guarantees in life that exact time your business is going to be worth exactly what you want or need. And how long is that process going to take? How are you going to get that? What if health-wise you have to retire next year? It takes more than that time. And you've got, okay, I've got 6 months until I'm going to need to, or I need to retire next month or next week because of my health.
Bingo.
Yeah. It takes a long time to sell a business. You've got to have
It's not liquid. You need to have liquid money, right?
Yes.
The other part of this is you want to make sure that within your business that you're taking advantage of some of these tax efficient investments that I spoke of earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about this new podcast, Tony. We're going to bring on tons of guests. We're going to talk about these specific topics. And what's cool about this whole process is if you're out there and you're listening to this as a business owner, first of all, please subscribe to the podcast, The Business Owner's Retirement Playbook. And so subscribe to it and you'll be notified, right? And just like our podcast. But my point to saying all this is that when you see a specific topic that will be on our website, because all of the podcasts will be on our website, then you can kind of watch a specific podcast that interests you, right? So maybe you're excited and want to learn more about structured installment sales. Well, we're going to have an entire show dedicated to structured installment sales, right? So, and then, you know, tax efficient investing. I've talked about that. We're going to have an entire show just dedicated to that topic. I'm super, super excited about this. If you're a business owner out there and you need help, listen to this podcast. And then if you want to just get in contact with us, we can do that too and have a consultation. Again, on our website, request a consultation, click that button, fill out the fields, and we'll be in touch. Okay.
Yep.
Or give and that's a good old fashioned phone call, right?
Right. Right. But the website is alspawealthmanagement.com.
Yes.
That's ALSPAUGH wealthmanagement.com. alspawealthmanagement.com. And yes, that phone number you just mentioned, if they want to call and set up a consultation, 573-332-7855.
That's right. You got it. That's it, Tony.
Great show.
Yeah, I'm excited. I hope you guys are out there too. Tony, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next episode.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of the Business Owner's Playbook with our host, Brock Alspaugh.
Thank you for joining us for the Retirement Playbook. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Brock Alspaugh at Alspaugh Wealth Management at 573-332-7855 or visit alspawealthmanagement.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of the Retirement Playbook.
Advisory services are offered through Alspaugh Wealth Management, LLC, an investment advisor in the state of Missouri. Insurance products and services are offered through Innovative Insurance Consultants, LLC, an affiliated company. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.